This is Dialogue, a podcast from An American Mosaic. This podcast series is about us. I've been tracking how we feel about things for about 3 years. It all started with my concern about how divided and polarized we are. We are living in a changed America. Change is scary, and it's hard to adjust and adapt to new things that we're unfamiliar with. We're dealing with so many things today, a shift in generations, technology, and the impact that it has on our lives and how we cope with that, and the political forces that are tugging at us, actually trying to pull us apart. It's often too easy to just join a group, follow somebody, and stop thinking for ourselves today. Our country and our democracy has been called a great experiment by politicians and pundits. What if it fails? A lot of attention is paid to the problems that we have. Not much talk about what happens if our democracy does fail. We don't have a lot invested in our democracy. We weren't around 200 plus years ago, so we don't really have a stake in this. We just assume that everything is okay. While we may have many differences, the one thing that we do share is our democracy and what it provides us. We all live under the same big tent. I recently put together a short video with clips from conversations I've had with people around the country. And the subject is change, and change without any idea of how we're going to solve anything, but just thoughts about who we are today and change, and some different points of view. What follows is a short audio from that video. In this melting pot that we call America, we're a mosaic of many different parts. How do we find each other? By listening, recognizing our commonalities, and accepting the differences. America is in a time of change, uncertainty, and making history.
There are amazing things happening here. There truly are, which typically the media exposure that we get is opioid addiction and poverty, and those things are very real. They very much are, but that's very real across the entire country. And nobody ever takes the time to really highlight the hope and the change and the positive things that are happening here.
There's a young man down the road here, and he said, "Mine and coal's about all I know." So you grow into it. Ingrained in it.
What I always invest in is always be changeable and be change ready, because someone's going to have an idea. How well can you bring that idea in and absorb it, right? The more open you are to the idea that someone else has a better idea than you, as well as the more you've built your system that you can incorporate in, right? The more you are able to change. And so becoming good at change should be almost like a new educational principle for generations to come, because change is only accelerating.
Being an American today is more complicated than it used to be.
Mindset of, well, what I think is right, and I am right, you're wrong, and you're not going to get anywhere with that.
I mean, I listen to everything, and I'm educated, but that's why I'm out here. I don't want to be a part of it, and most of it's bullshit.
We live in our own little bubble out here, so you hear of all these things happening, and you see it on the news, but things like that like, it doesn't really affect us that much. We just go on with our day-to-day lives and in our little bubble.
And just try to treat people the way I want people to treat me, and hopefully there's a trickle-down effect, because you got to start with yourself first if there's going to be any change.
There are some definite rights and wrongs, and we have to realize that, and we've kind of shifted away from that, I think. And that does cause a lot of confusion, it causes chaos, and it causes divisiveness, because there's no, the moral compass is out of whack.
I'm hopeful that we will stop being so divisive. I hate it. That's not America.
Like, we're not who we used to be. And I think that the problem comes in when you're looking at the generation gap, even when baby boomers and their generation right below them, their children, were seeing America as this great place.
I never was about hate or discrimination. Just it was a mindset that, you know, what's right, what's wrong.
People really thought that racism was dead. And it's not. Racism has not been fixed in America.
Sort of their growth or change. You have to shift in some way. Once the answers that you're given for why things are the way they are don't fit anymore, we're going to continue to ask the questions.
The connection that we have, this right here, this one-on-one, is what sets us apart. You know, like, the conversation. And that's one of the main reasons that I do what I do, is because I want to go out and meet as many people as I can, have that connection, build community, like real community with people. And I don't think people aren't doing that. People don't talk to each other.
So once we start finding who we are as a people, as an individual, I think we'll stop being so much divided, because we'll know who we are.
Together, we're all part of that great American mosaic. It's who we are, America, the places in the middle, the little places, and the big places. We need each other to hold it all together. We are the country. Our democracy seems a bit fragile right now. If you care about our democracy, have conversations, talk to people. There's so many things to talk about, and there's so many good things that go on in our country today. It's not all bad, but there are many, many people who have nothing but bad things to say and question our democracy. Thanks for listening. And please subscribe if you get a chance.